I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Drought-like conditions in Syria have led to the lowest wheat harvest in more than a decade. The severe water shortage is making Syria's cholera outbreak even worse. The number of people needing help to survive winter is up by 30% since last year. Samuel of Redemptive Stories says the body of Christ in Syria is on the move.
Lots of different churches, denominations, and backgrounds are doing amazing work in the midst of this chaos. Education programs, children's activities, micro enterprises that are helping create income for these families. All of these very practical things, but all the time working hard to share Jesus' love and word.
Find practical ways to help in the full report at missionnews.org.
Find an organization that's doing work in the region and give to help your brothers and sisters choosing to stay and be a light in the midst of this.
And Russian troop activity on Ukraine's northern border with Belarus raises concern. Roughly 200,000 men have been mobilized or drafted into Russia's war effort so far. President Putin says many new soldiers wind up on the front without training or equipment. Transworld radio contacts in Belarus and Russia say they could be drafted. Dick Mueller of TWR Europe.
They are living under many, many fears, questions, worries. They raise questions about God, what is your will? Where should we go? Georgia, Turkey, Armenia, or should we stay? It's a daily challenge not to be determined by fear, but by faith.
When praying for Ukraine, please remember those in Russia and Belarus too. TWR and its contacts work ardently to broadcast the hope of Christ to all three countries. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.